There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning, right here on My Talk, MyTalk1071.com.
Quite frankly, I don't give a damn.
I'm sorry, Trant and Mom. It's fine. It's all right. We don't really need your listenership anyway.
Don't start with me.
I wonder if Bradley still communicates with Tan Mom. Remember they were friends for a
while? I asked him that at the 20th anniversary celebration.
Oh.
And I believe he said no, that it's been a while.
Okay, he needs to rekindle.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, nothing went wrong. It's just they probably lost touch.
Yeah. Tan Mom, do you miss Bradley?
I'm declining that answer.
Okay. Well, let me know later. It is time for part two. So get your phone ready. 651-641-1071. Am I the asshat part two?
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Am I wrong?
You're not wrong, Walter. You're just an ass.
Am I wrong?
Am I the asshat?
For refusing to unrecline my seat on an airplane after a mother with her kid asked me to.
Okay,
here we go.
I already have thoughts.
Yeah. Here's what they wrote. I had a 15-hour flight.
Wow. 15-hour flight. Where are you going? Australia?
That began at 8 p.m. and I've been planning. I had been planning to sleep throughout the flight to help the time go by, as well as catching up on sleep after traveling for 24 plus hours. On the flight, there was a mom, dad, and a kid who was about 3 years old. Older than the under two limit for a child to sit in a parent's lap for free, I'm sure. Throughout the first 2 hours, the child kicked my husband's and my seat, stood up on their parents' lap to grab my hair and pull on my shirt, and shoving the papers in the back of the seat in between our seats, poking us with the papers.
So they're behind them?
The woman
okay,
is in
so
front
the
of
child,
them.
Okay, so the child, okay, all right. I need to reframe this in my brain now. Okay, so they're behind.
The kid is behind the woman riding.
Okay. Okay.
And he's taking papers and like shoving it in between the seats.
And pulling her hair.
Pulling her hair.
Yeah. Okay.
Occasionally, I got a break from the kid kicking me when the kid switched to her father's lap. Though at the time, she began kicking my husband's seat. We remained calm and quiet as we know it was probably difficult traveling with children. We understand that. Finally, when the child was sleeping, about 4 hours into the flight, I decided, too, that I could rest. I reclined my chair about three quarters of the way, not fully, but enough to be comfortable for my sleep. But since the child was larger than the normal under 2 years old for lap sitting, it wasn't as comfortable for the mother. Immediately, she tapped my shoulder, asking me to move my chair up so that she could be comfortable. And I'm sure having a child in your lap is not as pleasant, especially when they're larger and on a long flight. I, however, remained in the reclining position as I felt that I had put up with her kid making me uncomfortable for hours and preventing me from sleeping when I was in need of it. However, in doing so, I made the mother more crammed in her seat as she needed space for the both of them. Am I the asshat for refusing to move up my seat? 651-641-1071. Dawn?
Well, I have two. I'm in between here. First of all, you're in steerage. So that's what happens, right? I mean, I can't afford to fly first class or business class. I actually, let me rephrase that. I choose not to do that with my money. Okay. Yeah. Because I can. It's just that I don't choose to spend my money that way.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I put up with whatever because I know that everybody has a right to recline their seat. And everybody, you know, the rules about the kid on the lap, that's not, you can be bitter about that, but you're not going to be able to solve that problem. I don't think that she should have, no, like, you're not the asshat for not, for putting your seat up. I don't really personally think that the half an inch that goes back is that big of a deal. Like, it doesn't make me sleep, but that's just me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, this whole entitlement of like, this is my seat, this is your seat, it just becomes so petty.
Yes.
And if you're going to be woke, like, take a Dramamine, like, I don't know, get some drugs, get one of those. I got a really good neck pillow that attaches to the back of the, like, harnesses to the back of the seat. And so you don't slump over, like, it keeps you locked in place. And it's wonderful. I got it off of a travel tip. I'll put it on our show links page. But I don't think she's the asshat for not putting her seat up. But I do think it's a little over the top to get so angry about what other people are doing in steerage. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay.
Let's go to Megan on line one. Hi, Megan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm actually getting ready to fly today for my first business trip in almost 3 years. So, my God.
Yay. Exciting, Megan. Great.
Right?
Who's the asshat here, Megan?
My knee jerk is that they, oh, she's the asshat. But then the more the context of a 15-hour flight, absolutely not. You know, she has every right to recline her seat. And, you know, could they come to an agreement? Maybe. But it's, no, she's not the asshat. It's her right to rest. And if I had to sit upright for a 15-hour flight and not be able to recline at all, there's no amount of medication that would
really
help me fall asleep. Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
So,
yeah,
that she's not the asset for refusing.
Okay.
Megan, good luck on the flight today. Way
Have
to
fun.
Go.
Thank you.
Bye, sweetie. Let's go to line two. Shella. Hi, Shella. Welcome to the show. Who's the asshat?
Good morning. Not the lady writing in, that's for sure.
Okay, good.
What happened to, you know, the parents should have planned better and, you know, they can recline their seats as well. Did they not try to do that?
Very true.
They probably were doing that and wanted the extra room.
Yeah.
And still wasn't.
The baby on their lap. Yeah, they should have planned better and that's not that woman's fault at all.
Thank you, Shella. Have a good day. Thanks. Thank you for listening.
Thanks. Yep. Bye-bye.
I say this with Ringo Starr, peace and love. Mm-hmm.
Peace and love. Peace and love.
I do.
I have not heard
peace
that.
And love. Peace and love.
I say this with peace and love, and I know this will not be popular, but I don't, in the traveling public's Bill of Rights, I don't understand, as someone without child, I don't understand why a childless passenger's money and rights aren't as important as a family traveling.
Amen. And I do have a child, or someone who's an adult now, but was a child.
And I'm not being Jason bitchy. I'm not, you know, my little joke of, you know, my bit of not, I really do love kids. I do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I think that I have to be very honest. I think of that often. That woman paid the exact same airfare as the mother. Well, I mean, I know she had to pay for her family, but you know what I mean? Her individual seat, the mom's seat, her seat. Why does the mom's comfort matter more than the other woman just because the other woman doesn't have a kid?
It doesn't matter. You're exactly right. And it's okay for you as a non-sex trophy person to have this opinion. I think that if it's like they're going from California to New York, if it's a domestic flight, there could be the situation where they're going for a funeral and they couldn't afford a seat for their kid. But if it's a 15-hour flight, this is most likely for pleasure.
Yeah.
And so you should have bought your 3-year-old a seat. You know, if they want to cuddle on mom's lap, that's your own thing to manage. I just had this happen in front of us on the flight to Dublin. There was a kid who was about the same age, you know, that she's talking about with a mom and a dad. They bought her a seat. And she was on the mom's lap for a while, never cried. I mean, that was a miracle. I expected that to happen. But she is really good. And then they had like a little car seat thing for her, a little almost like a dog bed where she went to sleep. And they had her seatbelt on, but she was curled up in her little dog bed. I'm sorry. But, you know, I don't know if it's a reduced price. And I know people are like, yeah, but, you know, it makes it unaffordable for families. Well, then don't travel with a 3-year-old to Australia.
Yeah.
That bad?
No. Again, peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love. You don't get to do anything when your kid's 3.
Yeah. And Dawn's a mom. If you're a new listener, Dawn is a mom.
Yeah.
I'm speaking, and I can't apologize for my childlessness, but I don't like seeing that. I just don't think it's fair.
Yeah.
And Lord knows I see it a lot because I fly to a very family friendly destination quite often.
Sure. You're always around kids.
Yeah. And I see some behavior that I'm sometimes like, really? Why does that passenger mean more? Because they have a child. I don't know. Now look, there's common courtesy situations, like the whole sitting with, you know, if you're separated.
Yeah.
Which I've had that situation and I've been frustrated before. I've even expressed it on this broadcast. But I get it. Now that's a completely separate issue. But not reclining, I don't know. I do know. That poor woman, she has the right to relax too. So,
yeah,
we'll have another Am I the Asshat on Monday and Wednesdays at the top of the third hour and at the bottom of the second hour right here on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Hey, we have do we have a giveaway?
We do.
Do we?
Yeah. Mike says yes. What is it, Mike?
A pair of it is a movie. We have
Till tickets.
That's right. We have a pair of movie passes to see. Oh, this is getting such great reviews. Till, the opening night film of the Twin Cities Film Fest. The screening. Now, don't call if you can't go, because we really want these tickets to go to someone, because this movie, it's so powerful. Thursday, October 20th. Again, Thursday, October 20th at 7:30 at the Showplace Icon Theater at the West End. Plus, you get VIP passes to the Twin Cities Film Fest Lounge. Again, Thursday, October 20th, a pair of passes to see Till. 651-641-1071. Mike is looking for caller number 4. Caller number 4, 651-641-1071. When we come back, the Dirt Alert.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
The biggest, the best, the brightest entertainment, pop culture, and Hollywood headlines you can find right here in the Dirt Alert. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. Okay, Kaylee Cuoco, she's going to be a mom. Kaylee Cuoco,
this.
Of course, from The Big Bang Theory, Flight Attendant. I still haven't watched that. I still need to watch it.
Season 1's good. Season 2 was like, really?
Okay, anyway, all right. Yeah. Well, she has been sort of, you know, I would say kind of like Renee Zellweger in her dating experience. Kind of like, whoa, you're moving on? Or
Halle Berry, too.
Just kind of like unusually quick at moving on or getting over someone, you know. It's just been sort of a strange thing to watch. Well, she's now having a baby with her boyfriend, and I was shocked to find out she's 36, by the way. This is her first baby, and it's a baby girl coming with actor Tom Pelfrey, who, this is another story about a star from Ozark. He played the brother, the very erratic brother who...
Of Laura Linney.
Yes, yes. It's that actor who is dating Kaylee Cuoco, who's having a baby.
Oh, and he's so good. Oh, gosh,
he's
so good.
And I can't... Billy, what was his name? Mike, do you remember?
Billy.
Ben.
Ben. Yes. Ben.
Uncle Ben.
Yeah, so she, of course, tweeted on Instagram. She put up a post on yesterday saying, baby girl, Pelfrey, I hope I'm saying that right, coming 2023, beyond blessed and over the moon. And then she had a series of photos of the two of them, adding, I love you, Tom. She held up a white cake with hot peak frosting in the middle after learning that they were having a daughter. So they had a sensible baby reveal. You know, where sensible. It didn't have anything exploding. They didn't shoot rockets. They didn't catch anything on fire or have somebody pass away.
They didn't have a pink owl fly into the living room.
Right, and poke out somebody's eyes, Aunt yes. Carol.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, I was just really shocked. I didn't know. It's like 2 days in a row we've had people from the show Ozark with somebody that I'm like, what? This actor from Ozark is dating this person? Yesterday it was Cersei Lannister who is mm-hmm. dating... Russ Langmore.
Yeah.
That's his character's name. Sorry.
It's the same thing. Yeah.
He is Ruth's uncle, who did not make it very far in the seasons. But anyway, really happy for her.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I think that's a good age to have a baby, especially yep. when you're in the limelight in Hollywood and there's a lot of pressure for stars to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually unacceptable to me. I hate that, you know, women have to either get a surrogate or put off having a baby for a long time. But just as far as like maturity goes and going through relationships, you know, I've never been married, but I can see a lot of times people that get married really young, and please don't send me an email. I do understand that a lot of marriages work out whenever you are 20. And if you're one of those people, you're in the minority, but congratulations.
Yes.
You know, yesterday I mentioned something about a huge age difference between the 38-year age difference between who was it? It was
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus, 61, dating a 23-year-old. We kind of thought that was gross. But then somebody had to email. Well, I mean, thank you for emailing and contacting us. We always appreciate that. But
yeah.
And if it worked out for you or your friend, yeah. excuse me.
You okay?
Congratulations.
Yes. Everybody's different. I have an age yeah. difference with mine. Not quite as substantial, so.
And there's a lot of things that go into
rocks.
It. You know,
yes.
it's a long relationship with his wife and that his daughters are older and all that stuff. But anyway,
absolutely.
Back to the positive thing. Kaylee Cuoco is going to be a mom, and she's gone through a lot of things in her life, and it's the right time for her. This is awesome.
Yes. Congratulations.
Yes. Okay. Read this about Scarlett Johansson. She did an interview, and she was talking about from the beginning of her career that she was hypersexualized. She started acting at age 9. Her first movie was Ghost World. Well, that was her when she made her mark in Hollywood. She was 15 years old. I think from Game of Thrones, Maisie
God. Williams.
Yes, thank you. I sound like your mom. I sound like everyone's mom trying to remember something. I'm so sorry. But yeah, so she was in that movie with her. And then she went to that was in 2001 when she was 15. So when she was 18, which is very young.
Very young.
She did Lost in Translation.
Uh-huh.
Which was a sexual type of a relationship and intimacy type of a film with Bill Murray, if I'm
yeah. yep.
not
no, you are
wrong
right.
about that. Okay, yep. and that yep. was like, for me, very frustrating because you don't hear the last word of the film. You don't hear what they say to each other. And you're like, oh, it's just supposed to be for them and not for us. I'm watching. I'm the audience. I want to know what it is. Anyway, moving on. So she was only 18 when she did that role. And then she sort of got labeled in Hollywood as just 15 going on 30. She described it. So, which means
she
like,
did.
Yeah. And, you know, she said it was a blessing and a curse for her as a young actress. But she said she was around a lot of adults in Hollywood growing up, and so people treated her in not an age appropriate way, and her mom tried to protect her from a lot of that stuff, but then, you know, you can't do that for everything, you know. So she is glad that she's broken out of that and she can do different things, but she sort of just accepted it at the time, like, well, I guess this is who I am and this is what I'll be cast as, and things are changing now.
Not as sexualized, but Natalie Portman didn't have an easy road. Yeah.
Oh God. Absolutely. Absolutely. From the time she was a little kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For more of these stories, go to mytalk1071.com and another full Dirt Alert comes up at 12:20 and 5:20. When we come back, Kevin Bacon, we're going to feel bad for him. Mm. We are when we return. Nutrisource, a family like no other. Hi, everybody. It's Jason for Nutrisource, the official dog food of our boys, Dexter and Mr. Big. They've grown up with Nutrisource, and I'm so grateful, especially now that Dexter, and it makes me sad. He's getting gray, just like his daddy. Dexter's getting older. You know, my baby's 9, and I'm just grateful that he has a great foundation of health based on the diet. You know, Nutrisource foods, snacks, treats, toppers, none of them have fillers, a lot of fillers, and like in 8,000 ingredients. It's the best you can do. They have grain-free. They have grain-inclusive. They have food for every stage of your dog's life. And if you're like me and you have a Mr. Big who's picky, their newest item will help you. Kombucha. It's a bone broth food topper you pour over your dog's food, and boom, they gobble it right up. Find a Nutrisource retailer near you at NutrisourcePetFoods.com.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Let's face it, the dollar just isn't what it used to be. That's why people like you and me, we got to be careful to get the most value for our money. That's why I come here, Taco Bell. I can feed my whole family for $5.59. Two tacos, two bean burritos, two tostadas, pintos and cheese, soft drinks, only $5.59. Like they're saying, Taco Bell, what a meal, what a deal. No kidding. Taco Bell.
This has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Taka taka Taco Bell. Ding. It's from 1980, so don't go to your Taco Bell today and say that you heard on Jason and Alexis in the Morning that you can feed a family of 18 for $5.50.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Please don't do that to us.
Oh God, please.
Yeah. That's from 1980. Let me say that again.
Who was it again? Talking about Taco Bell at the beginning.
Some unknown male actor.
Oh, unknown male actor. Okay.
So I wish it was someone famous.
You know, notice that I said Taco Bell. This is something that MC makes fun of me for.
Why?
I didn't know, because I'm from the South, that I emphasize different parts of words.
Yeah.
Insurance, Taco Bell. So I'll be like, oh, you guys are going to Taco Bell. And he's like, Taco Bell, Taco Bell. You mean Taco Bell? And I'm like, yes.
I don't notice that about you, I guess. Well, but I'm.
He hears it, yeah.
But I have a mix.
You're from Illinois. Or wherever.
I have a Chicago-esque accent.
Right, which is kind of a derivative.
Yeah, and then I also had the derivative of my dad's family are hillbillies.
Yeah.
I'm from, you know what I mean?
Yeah. My parents are Californians, so we have that mix with, you know, Ozarks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm from Ozark, Missouri.
Mike, where the hell are you from?
Southern Minnesota, and then the last 7 years in eastern or central Wisconsin. So I picked up a little bit of the Scotty as well. So.
Yeah, you did a radio show. You were on a morning show for years. Yes.
Yep.
Well, we appreciate your excellence.
Well, thank you.
We do. Awesome. I was talking about you behind your back.
Oh, you were.
I was.
Ooh.
I was having cocktails with Grant.
Oh.
I was trying to turn him gay. It didn't work.
But oh, my anyway, God.
That's a separate conversation. I'll tell you later.
He is a cutie,
you know what I did,
he?
Don? Yeah. You know what I did, Don? I whipped out our welcome. Oh, wait. I shouldn't have said whipped out. I brought with me our welcome basket from headquarters. I went to headquarters before.
Headquarters.
Yeah.
Where's that? Apple Valley?
You're
Golden
close.
Golden Valley.
Golden Valley. Okay. The lesbians are in Vergrove Heights. Remember,
okay, right.
the lesbians.
Oh, that's right near me. Hey,
that's right. We have separate headquarters. The lesbians wanted nothing to do with us. so they're in Vergrove Heights, and then our headquarters are in Golden Valley. Anyway, so I brought Grant a welcome package, and I shouldn't have used the word package. I brought him our welcome basket, and a pamphlet, an informational pamphlet on all the benefits.
Oh,
and he sadly still turned us down.
Yeah, he likes his life with Lily.
He does like Lily. And I said, damn it, Grant, if I could just get one more recruit then Colin and I get a free Vespa. You know
oh
what I mean?
Oh, my God, really? Yeah. I thought it was a free cruise.
No, Vespa.
Okay. Oh, for my, wow. Yeah, you've recruited a lot then.
We've recruited a lot.
That's awesome. Hey, I just want to make sure everybody knows that our favorite real estate company is Chris Lindahl Real Estate.
Yes.
Kenny, something happened to him today and he said Chris Lindale, which he's never said before ever. Okay, so just so you know, if you need to sell your house, contact Chris Lindahl Real Estate.
And if you're referring to the high school in Greece, that's Rydell. That's right. So it's
maybe
yeah,
that's
it's,
why you got
yeah. Maybe
confused.
You watched Greece last night.
Yeah.
We love Chris. Thank you, buddy. What's going on with Kevin Bacon? I think I know the story, and it makes me sad because Kevin's a good dude.
Yeah. So Kevin Bacon, you know, he's married to Kira Sedgwick.
Oh, love that couple.
They, together as great actors, revealed that they lost most of their money on Bernie Madoff's Ponzi scheme.
Oh.
Like all their acting money. Think about how long they've been acting, the both of them, and they had all of their money invested in a Bernie Madoff's schemes and didn't know it was a scheme. That is so sad. I'm just like, that's heartbreaking. Let me look at see what his net worth is, celebrity net worth.
I knew that he was on the list of victims. But
you
I
did?
Had, I did. Oh. But I had no, when I saw you put this on the sheet, and I did see this headline come down my algorithm.
Yeah.
I knew he was a victim. I did not know the breadth. I did not know the depth, I should say, of the loss. And as you said, my God, the guy has been acting since the late 70s.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th.
Now,
he got killed.
Yeah, he sure did. I mean, so his net worth was, according to Celebrity Net Worth, this is an estimate of all. What they do is they research all the films they've been in, and you can look up details about how much money they made.
Yeah.
And maybe come to a total of, if you invest, whatever, $45 million for Kevin Bacon.
Oh my
and Kira Sedgwick, let's see here.
I love her. I love them as a couple.
They've been together forever.
Yeah, they have.
He's been, you know, blazing a trail.
And while you look up her income, he is one of those that I will always cite when people ask me, whether it's during my like studio audience Q&A after the talk show or whatever. He is always one when people go, who's the friendliest celebrity? He's always one that I will list occasionally. I've in person, because I've interviewed him a few times, not in an acting form, but when he's toured with his brother, the Bacon Brothers. I've interviewed him a couple times. He performed at the Fitzgerald many years ago and did a lengthy interview with the guys. And they were Kevin was so damn nice, and then interviewed him a couple years later. And he, like Kathy Lee Gifford, remembered my name before the PR person ever said anything. And he knew that I was from Indiana because I told him a story about Valparaiso, which is the city next to my hometown, that he did something really cool for one time. And he goes, you're from Indiana. And I went, yeah. He goes, Valparaiso. And I go, yeah. He goes, that's right. He knew everything. And it wasn't a PR trick. The PR person wasn't even around to prep him of who I was.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
He's a good dude. A really good dude.
Kira Sedgwick, she's been acting since she was 16 in soap operas and just various things. $45 million for her as well. So how much did they lose? He didn't say. But just to, you know, this is a quote from him. He was on the Smart List podcast, which I want to talk about that in just a second because I listened to it. But he says there's obvious life lessons there. If something is too good to be true, it's too good to be true.
When
something like that happens, you know, you look at each other, then you go, well, that sucks. Let's roll up our sleeves and get to work.
Yeah.
That's such a great attitude to have.
Yep.
He said, we've made it this far. Our kids are healthy. We're healthy. Let's look at what we have that's good instead of what we don't have.
Yeah, I love him.
And he doesn't want people to hear it and think that he's whining about money. But you have to feel for him, you know?
Yes.
I mean, Bernie Madoff,
he's
was sentenced to 150 years in prison back in 2009. He, you know, has passed away since then.
I enjoy him.
I do, too. I want to talk about this will be a positive to this. You got MC turned me on to this podcast. You have to listen to Smartless. It is Jason Bateman, Sean Hayes, and Will Arnett.
Arnett, I've heard about this. Okay,
oh my
let's do
God.
This. I have a question. Let's okay. take a break. Let's take a break on the other side. Should we name it an AbFab item, Dawn?
Oh,
let's
it's make it. Such an AbFab.
Okay, well, more on this podcast that you should be listening to when we return back after this. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. We have teamed up with our family, good folks over there at Southern Lights, to shed light on this important month. So this is a good time. Make October your reminder month to schedule your mammogram and other preventative care and tell your friends to do the same. Check out events and find a list of resources on our website, mytalk1071.com. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Alexis is taking a few days off to spend with her family. Here with Dawn and our new buddy, our new friend, Mike, who has a hint of a Wisconsin accent we just discovered. Anyway.
I'm getting rid of it as fast as possible.
Yeah. It's the very first segment we ever did on the show when we debuted more than a half a century ago. And that is AbFab. And Dawn started this, and we just, hey, we're going to call it an AbFab. It's a podcast.
Absolutely fabulous.
This would have never been allowed on any other station I worked for to talk about another product that would compete with ours. So yeah. First, I would like you to listen to the Jason and Alexis podcast.
Thank you.
Then the Krabby Coffee Shop, which I'm on with Kenny every week.
Yeah.
On Wednesdays. And then this.
And then this. In that order, Dawn? In that order. Okay,
yes,
perfect.
Yes, of course. Yes. So,
and then TFG after that. So there we go. The new season. Yeah.
Yes,
new season.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so Smartless. It is a podcast with Dax Shepard. I'm sorry, not Dax Shepard. Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes. And you go, what? Those three? Apparently they've been friends for a long time. Worked with each other on various projects. And the concept is that they rotate who brings a guest each week, and they don't tell the other two who it's going to be until they introduce the guest. And then the guest pops up on, you know, Zoom or whatever. Yeah. And it's so fun to hear them get so excited about who it is. I just listened to the one with Dax Shepard. That's why I mentioned it. You learn so much about the person because they don't have any preconceived questions that they're going to ask because they just learn in the moment who it is. So it's like, if you already know, and Dax Shepard does a very popular podcast on his own that's just like fantastic. Armchair Expert is what it's called.
It's so good.
I learned that Dax Shepard graduated magna cum laude from UCLA in anthropology.
Nope.
Did you know that about Dax Shepard?
No.
Yeah, I mean, even Jason Bateman, who's known him forever, didn't know that, or Sean Hayes. So Will Arnett, I believe, brought him on the show that time, and it was so refreshing to just hear an interview where the person, like, even Dax Shepard said, like, this is great because you guys aren't already pre-planning what you're going to ask. And so we're living in the moment right now. And it's just going to flow the way it flows. And whatever happens in an hour happens. Isn't that great?
Well, yeah. But let's also say that is only great in the hands of people who can do it well.
Right,
and though,
right.
You know what I mean? Those three are, I would imagine, amazing at it.
They are. And they're so supportive of each other.
Yes.
And yeah. They're really, I mean, I think Will Arnett is so funny. Like, he is hilarious. And I also Dax Shepard. So, and they're in a movie together, which not a lot of people have seen before. It's called Let's Go to Prison. And it's hilarious. It's so funny.
Well, I love Sean Hayes.
Sean Hayes, I mean, to fit him in the middle there, they're always ripping on Sean Hayes because any question he asks is like a three-part question. And so you're like, okay, well, that's going to take 20 minutes to answer. Like, they have a banter within each other, their own little friend group. That's really cool. They make you feel like included in the conversation. It's really, really good.
Okay.
So I highly recommend it.
You've convinced me. It's called what?
It's
it called
Smartless.
Again, Dawn?
Smartless.
Smartless.
And you can jump around and just pick whoever you want to, you know, they list who the person, like Ewan McGregor, that one was really great. Jason, listen to that one first. Ewan McGregor.
Ewan McGregor?
Yes.
Okay, hold on
because
a minute.
Because they get so geeked out about him being on.
Okay, hold on a minute. Smart list. There it is.
And it's an hour. It's not like Your Mom's House where you have to listen to 3 hours and you're like, oh, God. You know what I mean? It's not daunting. You can listen to it on the way to work and then on the way home. And
oh, wait a minute. Maybe I'm spelling it wrong.
Smartless. S-M-A-R-T-L-E-S-S.
Oh, not smart list.
Oh, smartless. Smartless. Which is not a word, but it means they're dumb.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
It's just so fun.
And which one did you tell me to listen to first?
I think you should listen to Ewan McGregor. He talks about Obi-Wan and just, you know.
Right there. Okay.
It's really great. It's a great podcast. I can't say enough about it.
Well, and then, you know, this is perfect because tomorrow I unqueued it up. But it'll be something for tomorrow that you all will enjoy. I was listening to an episode of Conan O'Brien's podcast, which is really good. Conan has a freaking podcasting empire over there. I think
good for him.
I think Spotify just bought it for like a gazillion dollars. But anyway, I was listening to an episode of Billy Eichner, and he told, and we don't have time anyway, he told the most delightful story about Joan Rivers, so I'll have that for you tomorrow.
Oh, good, good. Yeah, I noticed we didn't get to that, so.
Yeah, we'll get to it tomorrow. It's an evergreen, so that's why I wasn't too worried about it. But I thought it would be fun to end, and appropriate to end, on Angela Lansbury again. Mm-hmm. She is an icon, and she deserves more than one segment in our first hour. So, podcast listeners, you won't hear this, but once again, here's what the majority of you know Angela for, and we could listen to this forever. Angela as Mrs. Potts singing Beauty and the Beast.
It's a sweet and strange finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old.
So good. Aww. Now, the other thing I will play for the next 30 seconds is a little find that I found. A workout video that Angela did in 1988 when she was 63 years old. Please enjoy.
In a bubble bath.
I think femininity and sexuality go hand in hand.
Yes.
Good. It used to be thought that women lose interest in sex after menopause.
No.
But now we know that just isn't true. Obviously, both you and your partner are different than you were 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can accept the inevitable physical and other changes, you can keep romance in your life. I believe it's important for a woman to try and maintain a certain sense of mystery about herself.
That's right, Dawn.
Oh, well, keep that's that mystery. Too late.
Yeah. She was 1 week away from her 97th birthday.
Gosh.
5 Tony Awards. An honorary Oscar, nominated for one, and for Manchurian Candidate. And of course, if you're Alexis, you loved her in Murder, She Wrote.
It's kind of not fair that Alexis isn't here. Not that we can plan people's death, but we'll be talking about it again on Friday when she returns.
That's going to do it for us. If you're listening and you're a kid that's being bullied, please go out there and be yourself, because nobody can tell you you're doing it wrong. Right, Don?
That's right. You be you. Have confidence in yourself. Live in the moment today. And thanks for listening to Jason and Alexis. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, friends.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.